جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا, جو غیر حق سے قلب جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے, ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے, جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا, جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا, فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا, تاعمر دوست تو وہ پریشان رہے گا, تاعمر دوست تو وہ پریشان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں بھی شیطان رہے گا. اپوزٹ دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات, دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات, جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا, وہ بندہ جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا. فانی بتوں سے سر پہ نظر گر نہیں کیا, فانی بتوں سے سر پہ نظر گر نہیں کیا, دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا, دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا. ظالم اگر ہے تو میری انجمن سے دور, ظالم اگر ہے تو میری انجمن سے دور, اے حسن تیرا عشق پر احسان رہے گا, اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا. آخری شعر ہے, سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے, سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں اختر کی زبان سے, عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا, عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا, جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا. جو غیر حق سے قل جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا, that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be regarded as an obedient person, جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. That person who sacrifices his heart for everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with غیر حق, those things of batil, those things of all evil, wrong entertainment, and he sacrifices himself, he goes out, all out, to seek that enjoyment in that heart besides Allah, and the things that leads towards Allah's ibadat, insan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega. He'll be an insan outwardly, but he'll be in a form of a shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, shayateen al-ins wal-jin, that they are shayateen of the jinnat as well as the insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah Nas, min al-jinnati wal-nas, that we seek protection from the jinnat, amongst those jinnat, in the form of those jinn that we know, and also the insan, that in the form of human beings, that they are shayateen. So these are the people who will cause you to go away, stray, deviate from the right path. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake jab tak ke koi amil ishtiyan rahega. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for his ibadat. Ibadat, our Shaykh has taught us that there are four meanings of ibadat. Ya ayyuhan nasu budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. That O insan, O humankind, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One form of ibadah we all know, person reads salah, reads tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, he fasts, goes for hajj, all nafal ibadat, all types of ibadat are in there. The second type of ibadat is to gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. That a person makes the ibadat so that he gains the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one is that a person becomes the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings abdiyati in his life. And the fourth one is that a person brings ajizi, inkisari, tawazu in his life. These are four types of different types of the meanings of ibadat. And you will find shaitan that Mashab Ritani Rahmatullah said that he had the three ayns, but he did not have the fourth ayn. Shaitan had the ayn of alim. He was such a great alim that he knew all the nitty gritty, all the details of the different sharias. And then he was an abid also. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there was not a place where he didn't make sajda. So much of ibadat he had made. And then he was an alim as well. He was an abid and he was an arif. He recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much he recognized Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became angry, that when he refused to make sajda shaitan, even that time he recognized the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked for respite. But he did not have the fourth ayn. He was not an ashik. He was not the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was a lover, then definitely he would immediately make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. That as long as a person is involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then mumkin nahi ke qalb aur chain pa sake. Then he will never get that sukoon in that heart. That in that heart, every person is looking for rahat. Every person is looking for sukoon. As Mahashiv Ritani rahmatullah mentioned, that saman rahat aur cheez hai aur rahat aur cheez hai. That there are two things. One is the things that brings about sukoon. A person can have wealth. He can buy a bed, but he can't buy sleep. He can buy books, but he can't buy knowledge. He can buy medication, but he can't buy health. So a person can have so many things of the saman, the commodities, the avenues of bringing rahat. But rahat is something else. Rahat is the sukoon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. But whole and behold is only in the dhikr of Allah. Kullu shayn muti'un fa huwa dhakirun. that whoever becomes muti, a person becomes farma badar, obedient servant of Allah, then that person is a zakir. So that person who does not have chain in his heart, jab tak koi amil isyan rahega, that person, as long as he's sinning, he's involved in all types of wrong, then he will never find that sukoon. And وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever turns away from my remembrance, or from the ibadat, or from the sharia, the ways of the tariqah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, of those who are haq, then he will have a constrained life. Whoever turns away from the ibadat of Allah, from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ضَاقَتْ عَلِيهُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. That earth which is so vast becomes constrained for him. وَضَاقَتْ, and life becomes very difficult for that person. As long as he's involved in the masiyat and the disobedience of Allah, life becomes very, very tight. On the other hand, a person might be a simpleton. A person might be living in a shack, but he got Allah in his heart. Agar tu mera to har shay meri. If oh Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine. The zameen, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. But if oh Allah, you are not mine, then everything is not mine. So a person should bring Allah in his heart. Fani buto ke ishq mein hoga jo muftala sa umar dosto wo parishan rahega. That person who has the temporary beauty of the idols in his heart and is involved in lustful gazes, etc., then throughout his life, oh friends, he will be in parishan. He will be in all types of parishan, worry, he will be in grief. Why? The person, he can't get what he wants. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that أَنَّ اللَّهُ نَاذِيُ الْمَنْظُورُ إِلَيْهِ, that Allah curses that person who looks and who invites to be looked at. So, may Allah reward Shah Hakim Akhtar Muhammad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that when he came to Ashur, he emphasized about this bad nazri of looking at or the opposite gender with lust and desire, and a person who raises his gaze all the time, whether it is looking at the woman, whether he's looking on those screens of our cell phones, on the big screens, whatever it may be, and involving ourselves in the sin of not controlling our gazes. So this is something a person will always be in parishan. A person always will not be in sukoon. A person, on one occasion, certain person wrote to Hazrat Mashallah Tani rahmatullahi, and he told him that every time I look and then that woman goes past, and then I feel so much disheartened, and so many days go by that I can't concentrate why I wanted that woman. Then Mashallah Tani rahmatullahi wrote him back and told him that if you control your gaze, if you look down, how much of parishan you have endured. He said, for a little moment. So he said that you make your own islah, that you, for a little while that you didn't look, and a little while of of time of parishan you underwent, that can, you can overcome that. But now you look, now you desire that woman, you want her, etc. So that is why so many days goes by that you in parishan. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we control our gazes, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward our Hazrat as well. For the last 5-6 weeks, Hazrat is emphasizing regarding photography in the different forms. Allah give me first and foremost the tawfiq that we take it to heart, we listen to it with open mind, and bring all this into our lives, inshallah. That a person should look after his gaze, look after his nazar, inshallah. Jo banda tera tabi farman rahega, fani buto se sirf nazar gar nahi kiya. That person who is a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will turn away from these idols, these temporary idols. And if he doesn't turn away, then he's not the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the temptation comes, at that moment, then say to yourself, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually, wherever in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala addresses Jul, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, or the people of Iman. The in day is addressed to the men and women. But when he came to Hifazir and Adhar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them both separately. كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ. As our Shaykh explained last night, there is a great connection that a person who commits zina, the starting point of it is our, because we're not looking after our gaze. When the doorway towards zina is of our eyes. A person who controls his eyes, inshallah, he'll protect his sharamga. He'll protect himself from all types of evil. And if a person doesn't give in, look after his gaze, then he will involve himself in fantasizing. He will involve himself in all types of wrong and fulfilling his desires in a haram way. So it is very, very important that a person turns away from such things. Daryaye qalb mein tere tufan rahega, pani buto se sir nazar gar nahi kya, daryaye qalb mein tere tufan rahega. Mana Yusuf Patel Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned that we all understand earthquakes. We know, we understand violent storms, tsunamis, etc. How much of destruction he brings about. But when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the very first zone where a person will be in parishan is that heart. That heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that small piece of flesh which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in insan, that qalb will be turning all the time, will be parishan, will be hairan, all the time will be wanting the desire to fulfill his desires, haram desires in all different avenues. So that is why a person should try and save himself from this badin nazri, and then a person will have that sukoon in that heart. Otherwise, in that heart of his there will be storms, there will be parishan, a person won't have any enjoyment in one's life. Zalim agar rahe tu meri anjaman se dur, usne teri ishq pe ihsan rahega. Oh ignorant person, that if you turn away from my gatherings, if you turn away from the Ahlullah, if you turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all know in today's time there's so much force of Dajjaliyat, and our Shaykh explained that in today's times, especially, we should try and read every morning and evening the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf and the last 10 verses. And then every Friday we recite the entire Surah, inshallah. And one of the benefits of this, a person will be saved from all the Satanism, all the types of isms, where it is modernism, the Darwinism, secularism, all these isms that are inviting us to all gunas, inshallah, by the barakat of this reading the first 10 verses, the last 10 verses. We all know of the Surah Kaf, that cave where those youngsters, where they went away to safeguard their iman, and they went and they sought protection in that cave. So we don't have to go in those caves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these times and age has given us a spiritual cave, that is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 40 days, 4 months. Person who comes to the khanqah, who sits in the sohbat of the mashayikh, person goes to the darul ulum, goes to the hifz class, all engaging himself in all deeni activities, these are our spiritual fortresses. These are our spiritual caves, inshallah. A person will be saved from all these wrongs, inshallah. سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے آسی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا. That I have heard throughout the world on the lips or on the tongue of Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that person is aasi, that person is disobedient, then he will never gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we give so much attention towards nawafil, but we disregard the faraz to stay away from gunas. This is like kilabi taqwa of a dog. Like when a dog, when he wants to urinate, it will go, and it's very, very particular that urine mustn't come on me. It lifts up its one leg. And then after urinating, he goes and he eats all the filth of everywhere, of garbage cans, etc. So one stage he's worried about that urine, but on the other stage he's eating all the wrong and all the filth. So we are very, very particular about our nawafi. It is very, very good. But at the same time, we're not giving up our gunas. So that person will never gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.